Prince Lashal was on board his flagship, the mothership Ravager.
"What does the battle computer say?"
He grimaced as another of his cruisers blew apart under the heavy energy beam fire from a group of attacking battle cruisers. The motherships were at the heart of the fleet formation, and so far, the Vorn battleships and the black spindle-shaped cruisers were preventing them from being hit by enemy fire.
92% chance of Vorn victory,
Military Commander Volmont replied.
They do not have the dark matter missiles, and there are no ships of the ancient race present.
Prince Lashal switched his attention to the view screens on the front wall of the command center. Two enticing blue-white food worlds were visible. This system was rich in the number of inhabitants who could become food for the Vorn. The two worlds in the habitable zone were teeming with life. In addition, there were numerous colonies on the moons and inside several of the asteroids. A number of large space habitats had been located as well. If Lashal could harvest this system, it would finish filling his cargo holds with food pellets. He could afford to lose some of the small cruisers to achieve that end.
Firing black antimatter spheres,
reported Military Commander Volmont. Lashal nodded. As long as the battle computer predicted overwhelming odds for Vorn victory, his fleet would remain. In space, hundreds of deadly black spheres left the firing tubes of the 1,200-meter Vorn battleships. Their targets were the 900-meter battlecruisers of the Kobolds. They were a four-legged species with two arms and two hands, with nimble fingers with which to work equipment. They were an extremely intelligent race, and had reached enlightened stasis thousands of years in the past. They maintained a large protective war fleet, operated by sophisticated battle computers. The ships themselves had no living crew members. The Kobol fleet consisted of 4,012 900-meter battlecruisers, and they had all been recalled to the home system to protect it from the destroyers of worlds. They were armed with powerful energy beams and hyperspace antimatter missiles. Currently, the fleet was positioned between the Vor fleet and the Kobol homeworld. The second inhabited world in the system was open to attack, but the Vorn seemed determined to destroy the Kobol fleet before beginning their harvest. On the Kobol flagship, the primary battle computer continued to analyze the progress of the battle. It was ordering entire squadrons to close and attack individual Vorn cruisers, concentrating the fire of their energy beam weapons, as well as their hyperspace antimatter missiles. The computer was sending four squadron-sized groups to attack the heavier Vorn battleships and two squadron-sized groups to attack the cruisers. The strategy was working, though the Kobol fleet was losing a large number of vessels for every Vorn ship they managed to destroy. In space, Kobol warships were hammering Vorn spindle-shaped cruisers. Intense energy beam fire and antimatter missiles were slamming into energy shields. Each antimatter missile exploded with a yield of 100 megatons. Space was awash with the glow of released energy. Occasionally, a Vorn energy shield would fail, and the ship beneath it would be vaporized or would explode. Vorn energy shields absorb tremendous amounts of energy, which made them grow even stronger during a battle. However, if that shield ever became overloaded or penetrated, it would release all of the stored energy, usually causing the destruction of the ship it protected. Four squadrons of Kobol battlecruisers surged forward, concentrating their fire on a single Vorn battleship. The Vorn battleship was firing back with black spheres of antimatter, which were draining the energy from the Kobol energy screens. Once a screen failed, a Vorn antimatter missile would strike the ship, turning it into a raging fireball of uncontrolled energy. When the energy dissipated, all that usually remained were a few wisps of glowing gas. Kobol ship after ship died in this destructive manner. A Vorn battleship screen never collapsed, and the last Kobol vessel exploded, never achieving the goal of the commanding battle computer to compromise the Vorn energy screen. Almost instantly, four more squadrons were dispatched to attack the same Vorn battleship. Nearby, two squadrons of Kobol warships pounded the screen of a spindle-shaped cruiser.